we've seen a lot of talk and actions actually come out of the White House about the need for more transparency to see where people's money is being spent. And we'll be addressing some of those issues as well.
And almost we saw the Pew survey earlier this week where the trust in government reaching almost record lows. One has to imagine if government is going to get trust back, these Gov 2.0, these getting people involved, getting people so they actually are part of the decision-making process, all this stuff is essential to rebuilding that trust.
It really is. And it was an amazing bit of research because you hear about things here and there. And, you know, I like to use the analogy that people go to work and they care about potholes because, A, they need to be able to drive their car down the street to get to work, to make the money, to pay the taxes, to fix the pothole.
Yeah, right.
So when you think about things that way and you don't see that pothole being fixed, you have very little trust in your government. And that is, again, a very small example. We see it on bigger and bigger levels, the amount of money being spent, and we all want to know where that's going. We want to know that our politicians are actually working for us. And none of this is actually political. It's just wanting to know how well your government is working. And this movement of open government, Gov 2.0, is really focused on what can we do to make government better and improve that trust. Because, you know, at the end of the day, people are tired of this constant stress about not being able to trust their government and worrying about where that money is going that they're working so very hard for.
And not being able to know even where to go to find information that they care about. And that seems part of the open government aspect is, where do you find the information if you do want to find it?
That's right. Especially when you talk about things like building a house or buying a house, and you want to know if the EPA, you know, it's a wetland or perhaps it's a Superfund site. Or
yeah, there's toxics nearby.
This is all information that people want to know, and they need to know it. And what we're seeing is that public information means getting access to it online. So as Andrew O'Shea says, public means online. We need to have access to this information at any time, day or night, much like you can order pajamas at Amazon at 12 midnight if you wanted to. You should be able to kind of look up and see if your property line is abutting a Superfund site at midnight, because you know what? That's probably when you woke up worried about it.
So this is the second year of this event, but we were talking before we started, and the event is a little bit different. It's changed a little bit.
So, right, so O'Reilly has two events. One is the Gov 2.0 Summit, and that was in September. And that's a high, you know, way for thought leaders to get together and talk about these things. But the Gov 2.0 Expo is a multi-track session, much like a standard conference, where you can pick and choose your day of content. There'll be a trade show floor, so you'll be able to visit with various vendors and hear and see what they're working on. And also, of course, we have fantastic keynote lineups for both days. That include Tim Berners-Lee, who has been called the inventor of the Internet,
yeah,
as well as the NASA CIO, Linda Curtin, who, you know, she has a tough job these days, and I think a lot of people do, but some people, like Price Floyd, are finding themselves in the media about social media. So it's sort of this interesting mix of people kind of coming together, realizing that it's important that we talk about technology. We have these discussions in public, and we engage people as we go along.
And the remarkable thing about Linda is she's out there using these herself to see if there is some application in helping her do her job better.
And, you know, and that's the whole point of having these conferences and talking about Gov 2.0. It's like, what can make your job better?
Yeah.
And it's not always just about technology. It's about improving processes and people and getting the right training and just encouraging people to say, hey, you're at this job, but it doesn't have to be the worst job. You are helping people. You work for the government.
And just by way of transparency, I am also going to be moderating a panel about the GSA's Better Buy Project, which is this, I think, remarkable initiative to add some openness, some transparency, crowdsourcing, in wisdom of the crowds to the government procurement process. So,
oh, and you know, that's such a fascinating, because everyone says, well, how does the government decide to buy $800 hammers? Well,
yeah.
It does it until now. It never did it in a public light. So we only found out about it after the fact. So the GSA's Better Buy Project really is fantastic, as is NASA's Nebula Project and Martian. The things that we can do now, just think of all of that space data that's online. You can watch the Mars rover. It's really quite amazing.
Over the past 2 years, really, a lot of the folks, like, frankly, Mr. O'Reilly, come into this market and come into this universe of government and paying more attention to it, really giving fresh looks to things that have been going on for a long time. But my sense is there's also, these are people who used to being in Silicon Valley where they point a direction and everyone goes. Government doesn't operate that fast. Is there any chance that the length of time that it takes government to change ends up frustrating these folks and they end up throwing up their hands and saying, oh, look, change never happens?
Well, you know, that's a really great point. And, of course, that's something we think about and talk about quite a bit. You know, it's a long process. And I think, yes, we are used to really fast cycles. Look how quickly Google came to power.
Yeah.
But when we look at things in government, they absolutely do not happen that quickly. And that's for a reason. You know, government has to be deliberate with the way that the actions that they take. I think what it's going to be is really just, it's a shift, it's a change. And so anytime you kind of want to change and improve processes, it will take a while. And the hope is yes, the more we talk about it, the more people will kind of understand what we're doing. It will take a while. I mean, I would not say that we're looking at immediate results for 2010. We're looking at results for 5 to 10 years because this is an investment. This is an investment in our future and our government and really our country. So how long it takes to get there, who knows? And you know what? It's not going to take Silicon Valley a long time to understand that government is important either. We still evangelize back there and back in the technical communities. For example, at DrupalCon this week, Tim was talking about open government, and I wouldn't necessarily say that was a topic that people in the Drupal community may be so interested or know much about.
Yeah,
will take a while, yeah.
Give us the details on the event. When's it happening, and how can people get more information?
Great. The event will be happening in Washington, D.C. at the Convention Center at the end of May. So it's May 25th through the 27th. And the URL is gov2expo.com. And like I said, we're really excited about our fantastic lineup of keynote speakers, as well as like the panel you mentioned. There's just going to be some really unique content there. One of the panels I'm really excited about is Microsoft, Adobe, and IBM. Talking about the business of being open. You're going to have to wonder, like, what do these vendors see in the open government movement? Are they interested in really selling more installations of their products, or are they actually seeing that this could be part of a larger message of sustainability and working with the government for a longer period of time for their business as well?
And if some of these things actually take hold, if cloud computing takes hold, all of a sudden, if you're a system integrator out there, it changes your model of how you've looked at the government market.
Absolutely. And cloud computing is one of those critical issues that we are addressing at the conference. One of the sessions I'm really quite excited for is cloud savings with cloud computing. Mm-hmm. And we'll have Carolyn Lawson come out from the state of California to talk about one of the initiatives that she was working on to try to save her agency money. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about. We want to use cloud computing because it's easier, more efficient, and it saves time and money.